This is Father Tom Herron, spiritual moderator of the Cleveland Diocesan Union of Holy Name Societies. In today's Gospel from John chapter 10, Jesus uses the imagery of a sheepfold. He refers to himself as the gate to the sheepfold. All must enter through this gate if they want to enter the kingdom of God. This imagery was not just important in Jesus' day, it is still very important in our own day. There are many religious cults whose leaders claim to be the gate to the kingdom of God. Many cults have already led their members to disastrous consequences. Around the year 1978, one cult leader, Jimmy Jones, led his people to a place in Guyana. He named his foundation Jonestown. He made many promises about his members could enjoy a heavenly paradise. Eventually, when he found that they were being investigated, he encouraged his families to commit suicide. They were told their deaths would lead to heavenly bliss. This turned into a tragedy of horrible dimensions. Unfortunately, their relatives had to endure many sad moments. Then in 1993, there was a Branch Davidian cult under the leadership of David Koresh. Their foundation was in Texas. His followers believed he would lead them to glory. Unfortunately, when they were investigated, they battled the authorities, and many of their members died when their cult building was turned into flames. Even worse, many of their relatives had to suffer from their tragic loss of life. There have been other recent cults with this same tragic end. Their members all found no kingdom of bliss and glory. Jesus has told us that if we follow him, if we are faithful to his teachings, we will be able to enter through him the gate into the eternal kingdom of heaven. This gate has definite boundaries, but it is easy to find if we listen to his voice. This voice is the Catholic Church. He promised to be with the church until the end of time. So our job is just to be faithful to the church and invite others to follow.